Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you today. God bless each and every one of you for coming out to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We do thank God for you. We thank him. Amen. We thank him that you've taken this opportunity to come and join us on tonight. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We want to just invite you to come on in. Come on in and join us tonight. Come on in and join us tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Invite someone else to come in and be a part of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Just take a moment. Invite someone that you haven't invited before. Amen. Glory be to God, because truly God is doing great things. And we are so grateful for all that he's doing. People of God, he is again doing great and marvelous things right before our eyes. And we're just so grateful for it. Amen. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. We are grateful. Amen. Don't you just love the Lord? Don't you just appreciate the Lord? Glory to God. Don't you just appreciate him? Amen. With all that is within you. Amen. Just bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Son says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Glory to God. Let us just bless his holy name. Amen. For the Lord is great. He is greatly to be praised. The Lord is good. Amen. He's good. He's good, 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 all by himself. And we just thank the Lord for that on today. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. He didn't have to do it. Amen. He did not have to do it, but he did. And we're so grateful to him for that. Amen. We're so grateful to the Lord for that. Amen. For just keeping us. Amen. Grateful for his keeping power. Grateful for his love. Amen. Grateful for his compassion towards us, people of God, because he did not have to do it, amen, but he did. And so we're just, amen, honoring him on tonight. Glory to God, honoring him with the fruit of our lips, amen, honoring him with everything that is within us. Glory to God for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercy, his kindness, amen. We are just magnifying him for that, amen. Glory be to God. We want to ask you to go ahead and take a moment. Glory to God, go ahead and take a moment and invite someone to come out to be with you on tonight in this worship experience. Glory to God, go ahead and invite a couple of people. Just invite a couple of people. Mm-hmm. Invite a couple of people tonight to come and be with you, amen, on tonight's worship experience, amen. Invite someone to come, amen. Glory be to God. Tell them that there's a blessing, amen, waiting just for them. There's a blessing with their name on it, amen. Have you been blessed by, amen, what the Lord has been doing? I tell you, he's been doing so much, people of God. I tell you, we thank God for the souls that, amen, came and surrendered their lives unto the Lord on the other night. Amen. I tell you, it was a blessing. Amen. It was a blessing indeed. We just thank the Lord for what he's done. Glory to God. We thank him. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God for all that he's done, people of God, because I'm telling you, he's done so much, we can't even begin to tell it all. Amen. He's done so much, but we're just, again, grateful that he has elected, that he has chosen us. Amen, for a time such as this. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen. Glory to God again for a time such as this that the Lord, amen, would just, glory be to God, come and just amen, sit among us, amen, sit among his people. Glory to God that he will bless us, amen, in ways unknown. So we're grateful. We're grateful to the Lord on tonight. I want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come in on to Glory to God. Invite someone to come and be a part of this worship experience on tonight. Glory be to God. Invite them. Tell them to come. Tell them to come. Tell them to come. Amen. Tell them to come, come, come. Glory to God. We got to compel them to come. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that, glory be to God, this is a recorded line, and that, amen, you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory to God, just to ask. And if you ask, amen, it shall be given. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, for all of our listeners, wherever you're listening from. We thank God for you, wherever you're listening from. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. Glory to God. By whatever means you're listening, glory to God, whether you're listening by Facebook or whether you're listening by radio, whether you are dialing in or whether you're listening by podcast, we give God thanks and we give God praise for you for tuning in. Thank you for breaking your stride. Amen. Just long enough, amen, just to come and sit with us. Amen. Glory to God as we come to hear what the Lord is saying in this hour unto us, his people. Amen. Glory to God. We realize there's a lot that's going on in the earth. Glory to God. But we've not been left. Amen. We're not left without a word. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. For the word that has been coming. Amen. On this broadcast. Glory be to God. This word that has been coming to build us up. This word that has been coming, people of God, amen, Jesus. This word that has been coming, glory be to God, that has been piercing, amen, piercing our soul. But people of God, how many know it's all working together for our good? Because the Lord is getting us ready. The Lord is getting us ready, amen. He's getting us ready for his return. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for that, people of God. We're so grateful. Amen, for that, and grateful for his word that he sends. Glory to God, because his word, amen, is quick and is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. I tell you, glory be to God, the word is doing the work. Glory to God, and I tell you, it's an individual thing. It's always been an individual thing, but because we're in our several locations, glory to God, that word comes, and I'm telling you, it comes sharp. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, because in this time and in this hour, as it always been, glory to God, the Lord means what he says, what he means, and means what he says towards us, his people. Amen. It's holiness, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And here we are, people of God, we are a voice that's crying in the wilderness, amen, crying, amen, that the kingdom, glory to God, we so close, amen, Jesus. The kingdom is at hand, amen, and we got to be ready. We must be a prepared people. We must be a prepared people, amen. So we thank God, amen, that this is why we're here. Glory to God, we, amen, glory to God, a lifeline to the world. Glory to God, amen. So many people are listening via the broadcast, and we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And we thank God for our international listeners. A glory to God. We thank God for you. We have several countries. Amen. Glory to God. All over the world. Amen. The last we counted, there were 34. Amen. Maybe more than that now. But we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for the 34 and counting. Amen. Glory to be God. Glory be to God. And we thank God for the souls that have been touched. We know, glory be to God, that souls have been saved. Glory to God, we may not see them all, but people of God, we know, by faith, we know that the word is doing the work. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for each and every one of our listeners here in the States. Glory to God, the Isles of the Sea. We thank the Lord for you. We thank God for you for coming. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. invite them to come on in and be a part of the broadcast. Listen, text a couple of people. Amen. Go out to your social media page. Glory be to God. Invite a couple of people to come. Let them know that the Prayer News Network Global, amen, Jesus, we're here. We are here. Amen. Glory be to God. We are here. Here we stand in the earth. Amen. All by the power of God. All by the preordination of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're here. Amen. Because the Lord is speaking. Again, he's preparing us, people of God. Amen. Preparing us for his return. And we're thanking the Lord for that. Amen. We're just trying to, amen, hold up the banner. Yet holding up the bloodstained banner. Amen. Yet letting people know, glory be to God, that you must be saved. Yet letting people know, glory be to God, yes, the Lord loves you, but it's sin. Ha, my God, no sin, glory be to God, can enter into the kingdom. Letting the people know, glory be to God, that there's a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. Amen. There is a difference. Glory be to God. You can't, listen, you can't go to God any kind of way. Amen. No. It doesn't work. Glory be to God. It doesn't work. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace and truth. Amen. Came. Amen. By Jesus Christ. Amen. And we thank God for him on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Before Christ came, amen, there was no grace. Glory be to God. There was no grace. Amen. You sin, you dropped in. Just like that. Amen. Glory be to God. No grace, no grace. But we thank the Lord, amen, that through Jesus Christ we have grace. Amen, Jesus. But we're not trying to frustrate the grace of God. People of God, we are, amen, endeavoring. We're trying to get it right. Amen. Glory to God. So we are a voice crying. We are a voice crying in the wilderness. Amen. Glory be to God, to let people know, amen, that Jesus loves you. He yet loves you. Amen, Jesus, and that he came and that he died. Hallelujah. You may have been born in sin, but you don't have to die in sin. Ha, no. Glory be to God. You don't have to die in your sin. Amen. Glory be to God. You have a choice in the matter. And so here we are, people of God. We're continuing to let people know, amen, Jesus, glory to God, that Jesus yet lives, that he's yet on the throne. Glory be to God. Yet reconciling mankind, reconciling, glory to God, his creation unto himself. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Just thanking the Lord for our leaders on tonight. Glory to God, each and every one of them. Amen, Jesus, thanking the Lord, amen, thanking the Lord on tonight, amen, for all of our leaders, amen, glory to God, thanking the Lord on tonight, amen, for my leader, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, and glory to God, and to Mother James, thanking the Lord, amen, for him and his life, his legacy that he's left in the earth, amen, his know-how, glory be to God, his commitment, his dedication to the gospel, glory be to God, amen, would not be stopped no matter what, amen, glory be to God. I'm telling you, he set a high standard, he set a high standard, amen, glory be to God, but he showed us as people of God, amen, Jesus, that God is able, he's well able, glory be to God, he's able to perform, he's able to deliver, he's able to set free. When he has a plan and he has a purpose, amen, in the earth, glory be to God, he'll make it come to pass. So we thank the Lord for him. Again, Mother James, the first family, thanking the Lord on tonight, amen, for our senior apostle, glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for him and for the saints there in Trinidad, thanking the Lord on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, glory be to God, thanking him. Amen, for he's our presiding bishop, amen, taking care of the order, amen, of the ministry. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., Shepherd Mother Taylor. Thanking the Lord for them on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. As you're coming in, people of God, go ahead and text someone, amen, and tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in and, amen, listen. Amen. Tell them to come on in and be a part. Tell them to come on in and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Just thanking the Lord for our advisors on tonight. Glory be to God. Just thanking God for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory be to God for their commitment and their dedication to help this work continue to move forward in the earth, this outreach ministry. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord, amen, for, amen, each and every one of them. Amen. Again, just want to thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, for each of you people of God. Thank the Lord, amen, on tonight for, glory be to God, all of our speakers, all of our awesome speakers that the Lord has sent to this line. Amen. Glory to God to staff this work. Amen, that this work will continue to go forward. It's the Lord's doing, people of God. We don't know if you know it or not, but it is truly the Lord's doing. Amen. It was not our vision. Amen, Jesus. We couldn't have thought it up. Amen. So the thought came and the Lord executed it. Amen. All at the same time. And here we are. Glory be to God. Here we are. Amen, Jesus, yet carrying forth this work in the earth. Amen. And just appreciating the Lord to smile upon us. Amen, Jesus, that we would be one of the ones that he has called and ordained and are elected to be a part of this work. Amen. We thank God for it on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. You. We thank God for you. Thank you for telling others about the PNN. Amen. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't stop telling. Amen. Don't stop telling the people. Glory to God what the Lord is doing. Amen, Jesus. Amen. The two souls that gave their lives to the Lord on the other night. Amen. They had been witnessed to about the Prayer News Network, and they decided to call in. Amen. And see, that's how it works. If we don't tell them, they won't know. But if we tell them, glory to God, the Lord has an appointed time. He has an appointed time. Amen. Glory be to God. So it's just our job to tell them. Amen. And the Lord will move upon them at the appointed time. And then the word will do the work. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. For Sister Dolores and Sister Juanita. Amen. Jesus, both dedicated their lives to the Lord. Amen. Jesus, on last week, I believe it was, and thank God on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we thank the Lord. Amen. We want to encourage them to stay. Amen. Stick and stay. Hallelujah. Stay around. Amen. Stick around. Stick around because the best is yet to come. Amen. We thank God for our converts. Amen. Glory to God. Several of them. Amen. That gave their lives to the Lord. Amen. Over 500 and something days ago. Amen. They remain. So we thank God for the fruit. Amen, and fruit that remains. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, for each and every one of you, glory to God. Again, we want to encourage you to go ahead and text a couple of people. Amen. Text a couple of people. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Invite them to come on in and be a part, amen, of what the Lord has for you. Amen. We thank God as well, people of God. We have been able to capture so many of our listeners. We've been able to capture, amen, some just jewels, catch those messages, amen, caught those messages at the right time. Glory to God for a time such as this, amen, that we're able to rebroadcast, amen, because, glory to God, so much of the messages that went forth, glory to God, they went forth before we even plugged into the radio. Amen. So it just makes us proud to be able to have this word traveling many, 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 many miles. Glory be to God from the very first time that we heard it. Glory to God. Many, many, many ears, glory to God, that are hearing these messages, glory to God, that came forth way, way, way back. Amen. But the word is so prevalent for today. Amen. And we're thanking the Lord that we're able to continue this word, continuing to advance this vision, glory to God, with our rebroadcasting. Amen. And even tonight, amen, we will be rebroadcasting. Glory to God. I think this one goes back to day number 99. way back. Amen, Jesus. But oh my goodness, what a blessing. Amen. As you're coming in, go ahead and invite someone else to come. Amen. Invite someone else to come on in. Amen. And be a part. Invite them to come. Hear a word. Amen. Glory to God. Invite them to come and hear a word. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are excited. Amen. We're going to, amen, not try to hold you that long. Glory to God. But tonight, amen, Jesus, as stated, we will be rebroadcasting, amen, at this time. Glory to God. But we want you to come and hear this word, amen. Glory to God. Again, as we stated, amen, when we first started, glory to God, so much of this word, glory to God, had not gone out on the airwaves, had not gone out to radio. But we're grateful. We're grateful to be able now, amen, to bring forth this word that the world can hear it. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, glory be to God, as we prepare now, amen, Jesus, to sanctify the line. Glory to God, because even as the Lord has instructed, glory to God, in this order, amen, that this order that we carry out, people of God, is straight out of the mind of God. Amen. There's purpose. There's purpose in it. Amen. You may not be able to see it. Amen. You may not be able to understand it. Amen. But just know it came straight out of the mind of God, and he is fulfilling his purpose in it. Glory to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, we're going to get ready to sanctify the line. Glory to God. We're so grateful that the Lord has been using, amen, women of God, amen, that he has, amen, touched on this line, that he has groomed, amen, that he has deposited into on this line. Glory to God, our prayer warriors, glory to God. And we're just so grateful for what the Lord is doing in their lives. Amen. Glory to God. We're grateful for that. Amen. And tonight, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to have one of our prayer warriors to come forth and sanctify the line for us and get us ready, get our hearts ready, amen, for what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. We're going to ask on tonight Missionary Dorothy Fan, amen, if she would grace the platform.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my dear.
The Lord. The song says,
the recording has started.
The Lord's been good. The Lord's been good. The Lord's been good to me. How can I fail him now? How can I fail him now? How can I fail him now? When the Lord's been good to me, the Lord's been good, the Lord's been good, the Lord's been good to me, how can I fail him now, can I fail him now? I could have failed him now when the Lord's been good to me. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul from sin. I could have failed him now. How can I fail him now? I just can't fail him now when the Lord's been good to me. The Lord's been good. The Lord's been good. The Lord's been good to me. How can I fail him now? I just can't fail him now. How can I fail him now when the Lord's been good to me? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, Lord God, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord. We thank you right now for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for, Lord God, just waking us up this morning, Lord, starting us on another day. You've been so good to us, Lord God, and we said thank you. We thank you right now, Lord God, for how you just watched over us all night long as we slumbered and slept, Lord God. We said thank you, Lord. We said thank you, Jesus. We come before you, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God. Some of us had to go leave our homes and go to work and leave work and come back home, but you kept us on the dangerous highways, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the schoolhouse, Lord God, for killing, protecting our children, Lord God. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because truly you've been so good to us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God. First of all, Lord God, we want to ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for all sin, Lord God. Forgive us for all iniquities, Lord God, for transgression, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for slothfulness, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, just to have mercy tonight, Lord God, and receive us into your presence, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to let the word of our mouth, Lord God, in the meditation of our heart, Lord, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, in your service tonight, Lord God. We ask you to bless our soul, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, through your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to receive your word, Lord God, your chosen word, your choice word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your mighty way, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to go in every home, Lord God, every listener, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every country, Lord God, every city, every state, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to go in each home, Lord God, and move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We realize and know, Lord God, that some may be sick, Lord God. We ask you to heal, Lord God, through your word tonight, Lord God. Some need salvation, Lord God. We ask you to save tonight by your spirit, Lord God, and by your mighty power, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to draw, Lord God. Draw, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be hearers of your word, Lord God, and not only hearers, Lord God, but help us to be doers, Lord God, of your word. We come tonight, Lord God, just saying have your way, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will, Lord God, be done, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Let your will, Lord God, be done, Lord God. We seek your will, Lord God, not our will, Lord God, but your will, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to have your mighty way. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now to touch lives, Lord God, in the way that they need to be touched, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to look down on the bereaved family, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, hearts that's broken, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to mend that broken heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move in every family, Lord God, that suffered loss, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, my family, Lord God, every family, Lord God, that suffered loss, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, we ask you to look on the sick in the shut-in, Lord God, those that, Lord God, in the hospital, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, let your spirit, Lord God, go into the hospital, Lord God, and heal, Lord God. Heal the sick, Lord God. Heal all manner of diseases, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, by your spirit, Lord God, those that's in ICU, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to move on their behalf, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we realize and know, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. We realize and know, Lord God, that you can do all things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we know that we got to trust in you, Lord God. We got to believe in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to heal tonight. Heal, Lord God. Deliver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even in the nursing home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, where family can't even go in, Lord God, to see their loved one, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look over our loved ones that's in the nursing home, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you this day, Lord God, to let it all be well, Lord God. Let it be well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for it right now, Lord God. We magnify you for it right now, Lord God. We lift you up right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the speaker tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch right now, Lord God, what need to be touched, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your mighty way, Lord God. Have your mighty way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you right now, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We glorify you right now, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because, Lord God, truly you are worthy, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. We can't find anyone like you, Lord God. We're not looking for anything else, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are our almighty Father, Lord God, and we trust in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for being our Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for letting your Son die on the cross for us, Lord God, that we may have life, Lord God, and that more abundantly, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you right now. We lift you up, Lord God, because truly, Lord God, you are worthy, Lord God. And because you're worthy, we give you the praise. Because you're worthy, we give you the honor. Because you're worthy, we give you the glory, Lord God, tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I ask you this night to touch, Lord God, those that's hungry, Lord God. Lord God, that don't even have food on their table, Lord God. I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to go, Lord God, to each home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and make a way out of no way, Lord God. Lord God, somebody's hungry tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day. Move this day, even in their finances, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God. You see and you know all things, Lord God. You look high and you look low. And we asking you to move, Lord God, even put someone in their life, Lord God. Someone in their life, Lord God, to be a help for them, Lord God, to be a help to them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, not just to give an encouraging word, Lord God, but to lend a helping hand, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we praise you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, tonight, because truly you are so worthy to be praised. And for that, we give you the glory. We give you the honor in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Thank you, missionary fan. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for sanctifying the line for us. Amen. As we prepare, amen, to hear the word on tonight, we thank God. Amen. Glory to God. We come to sanctify the lines, to bring the hearts and the minds in. Amen. The spirit, to bring your spirit in on tonight, that we might hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are, glory be to God, amen, going back to Midway, Georgia, going down to Midway, Georgia. That's by way of Hinesville, Georgia, down around near Savannah. Amen. Jesus, man of God, came to be with us, amen, amen, more than a few times, glory to God, when he was, his schedule was not so busy, amen. And as we understand, he's now, glory to God, I believe he's the bishop, amen, over the ministry, amen, glory be to God, amen. His plate has gotten quite full, But we thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, that we were able, glory be to God, and that the Lord sent him, amen, during the time of the pandemic to declare the word unto us. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, amen, we just thank God again. We've had some jewels. We've had some jewels, amen, some gifts, amen, to the body of Christ that the Lord has brought right here to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord again for this man of God. Amen, Jesus. He is the overseer. He is the pastor. Amen. Glory to God. Then of Solomon Temple Holiness Church, but as stated, glory to God, since then he has been, amen, elevated. Glory to God. The Lord has put him over the entire ministry now. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Again, for the overseer, for the pastor. Amen, Jesus. Horace Oliver. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on, people of God. Bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. Let us hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. Through his servant on tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you. All of the saints everywhere, all of the bishops and pastors, amen, missionaries and ministers of God, all of the saints of God, we send you greetings, amen, and we give God praise for you. We give God thanks for you. The Lord have yet kept us, and he is yet keeping us and taking us through the oppositions which we are facing. Be encouraged. Be steadfast, unmovable. Abide in the works of the Lord. Amen. For God will not faint. Amen. Amen. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But we are so grateful to be back with you again to expound on the word of God. And we give God praise for, amen, my leader, amen, Bishop Moses Alfred Lewis and First Lady Mother Isabel Lewis. And my wife, amen, Sister Brenda Oliver. We thank God for her. Amen. God is yet healing and bringing her through. And we give God praise for her and my son. And we just thank God for his greatness and another opportunity to come to the airway and to discuss the word of God, to share with the saints of God. Not only that, but to give place to those that doesn't know God, to have them opportunity to experience the love, the joy, and the happiness that we experience in our lives through the years. I'm so happy to know that Jesus Christ, amen, he is alive and well. Amen, amen. I'm so pleased to know that, amen, I can feel him. Amen, although he was gone over 2,000 years ago, but yet and still I can yet sense his presence in my spirit. And I'm so happy that, glory to God, that he loves me so that he lets me know that he is near me. As his word declare, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I want you to be encouraged that the God we serve, he is not slack concerning his promises. He promised to never leave us. And I want you to know that where you are at this point, God is still right with you. Even if you're going through the storm, he is there with you. Amen. So tonight, glory to God, we are so happy to come to you with the word of God. Amen. Tonight you will find us, glory to God, in the word of God. We'll be dealing with Paul. Amen. In Romans, amen, the seventh chapter. Let me again reading from Romans 7, 14 to 25. And then we'll be going to First Corinthians 9, 24 and 27. And then we'll end with Timothy, 2 Timothy 4 and 7. Amen. Amen. And this is the introduction of Paul. I was looking at Paul, and I love Paul. I love his letters. I love what Paul stands for, his standard that he had in God. And before he became Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus. He was Saul that persecuted the church. But yet and still, on his conversion, God can turn, amen, us around, regardless of how low you are, regardless of how bad you was, regardless of how sinful we conduct ourselves. But I want you to know that the God we serve, amen, he is able to cleanse us from all sins. Even though your sins be red as crimson, he'll make you white as snow. So hold up your head in the midst of it all. Trust God, because he have the sinners, amen, to take out of us the thing that irritates us and trouble us. He has the solution to heal our bodies. Amen. So we'll begin reading in Romans 7 and 14, where Paul was given an introduction of his past experience or his present experience of how he was converted. And when, as he got converted, how many know, because you are saved, that don't mean that the things you have done don't try to trouble your mind. Tonight, the thought is, after you hear the reading of this text, I want you to hear to say tonight, when you hear your letter, when you hear this, say, Lord, this is me. All right, Lord, this is me. We not tonight pointing or judging at anybody. If anyone knows oneself, is you. Amen. So if you hear this tonight, I want you to say it to God. Don't tell man or tell nobody. Just say it to God, Lord, that is me. And when we can confess to God, then he is faithful and just to forgive us. I am a person that, glory to God, I strive to reach the lost. And I appreciate the saints of God that are already saved. They're sealed in glory. And I praise God for you. But my heart yearns for those that doesn't know Jesus. My heart yearns for those that are yet lost, those that are yet, glory to God, bound by the sins of the enemy. And I want you to know tonight that, glory to God, my task tonight is to try to fish you out, glory to God, of the sea of destruction, to bring you to a realization or get some clarity that, glory to God, I need to change. And the very God that we serve, he is able to change it. Amen. So after you hear this tonight, you hear your letter, you just say, Lord, that is me. We begin reading from Romans, amen, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse, where Paul, amen, says these words. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I. But what I hate, that I do. 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would not do, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Verse 20, now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil present itself with me. Verse 22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. See another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and and bringing me unto captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. After you hear the reading of God's word, we give God praise. Amen. If you hear tonight, Lord, this particular text, when you hear yourself, Lord, it is me. Verse 22, amen, gives us an enlightenment. For I delight, Paul said, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Amen. After the inward man, he delighted the law of God, but was not able to keep the law. Amen. But he was enlightened. He was, for I delighted in the law of God after the inward man. I wanted to do right. I wanted to follow your instruction. I wanted to be obedient to your word. I wanted to be obedient to the Spirit. I wanted to do what your word says. Many folks want to do what God says, but have not the Spirit, nor have not the power, nor the strength to do it. Now, people out there are good people. They want to do right. But how to perform that right, I don't know how. But it says in verse 23, but I see another law. Paul said he saw another law in his members warring against the law of his mind. Yes, that's what fighting is. It's warring against the law. Something on the inside deterring you from doing what's right. When we have a desire to do right. When we have a mind to do right, we want to follow the law. Nobody want to break the law. We want to do the law of God and man. But we can't perform it with the spirit of self. We'll fail every time when we try to do to live right through the flesh. Because Paul said, but I see another law in my members. I see another one in my members. And what is doing? It's warring against the law of my mind. In my mind, I want to do right, but there's something on the inside making me do what I don't want to do. Anybody ever, can you say this is me? Glory to God, that Lord, that I want to do right. I want to leave the woman husband alone. I want to leave the man wife alone. But in my mind, I want to do right, but I don't have the power to do it. I don't want to go and steal. I don't want to sell drugs. I don't want to be a homemonger, and I don't want to do these things, but I don't have the willpower. There's something warring against me, and it's overpowering me, making me do what I don't want to do, and I have no power of doing it. That's a law that we must follow. We must be governed by something or someone. We've got to be governed. If we're not governed by anything, then we are controlled by anything. We have to be governed by something, or we can be, or we'll be controlled by anything. Amen. So it's a reason that I found. It says that look at this right here. See, because we have to follow instruction with something. It says sin is real and it is dangerous. Imagine a sunny at the beach. You plunge into the surf. As you see the beach, you plunge into the surf. Then you notice a sign on the post. No swimming, sharks in the water. All right? Now you don't went to the beach, it's hot, burning sun. Now you just want to, I just want to plunge in the water. But here's a sign saying, amen, and no swimming today, sharks in the water. Amen, amen. Your day, and now as you were so excited of going to the beach, now your day is ruined. Now my day is ruined in that. I can't swim. And it says, are you angry with the people who put it up? You mad with somebody now. You mad? Are you angry with the people that put the sign there that telling you you can't swim today because sharks is in the water? Now I'm mad. The law is like the sign. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we are grateful for it. But it does not get rid of the sharks in the water. Go ahead and swim. You can ignore the sign. We can ignore it and say, okay, I don't care what you say. Well, ignore the sign. But it doesn't get rid of the sharks in the water.
Hmm.
Just as Paul is saying to us, there is this, well, I'm grown. I can do what I want to do. I'm my own person. Yeah, you can be your own person, but if we keep following that spirit, that control in our mind, it will lead us to destruction. Just like the shark in the water, it's going to lead you to death. Amen. And the Bible says, he says in verse, I allow not. See, for what I would that I do. Okay? That do I. If I, in so many words, if I hate doing this, but yet and still it wasn't me that's doing it, but it's the thing in me, I wind up doing it, don't want to do it, but I'm doing it anyhow. I'm a living witness that, glory to God, when sin has a grip of your mind, I'm a living witness that I've been there, done that. Amen. That's why I confess a lot to people. I talk to people, and I let them know. I'm not just telling you something off the top of my head. I'm not just telling you reminiscing something. I'm telling you something that I went through. I'm telling you something that this spirit had hold of me. And I lived in Hartford, Connecticut, and I was on drugs, and I was in a house. And now if anybody know up in Connecticut, in Hartford, it's cold. It's real cold there. And I was in a house on one winter night. The temperature was, I don't know, but it was real low. It was real cold. And the snow was coming down so that you couldn't even see across the street. And I was in a warm house. And that spirit came upon me and said, get ready. You got to go. I didn't want to go. I'm in a warm house. You mean to tell me there's a force that can suppress you to the point that you have no control? Yes. Yes, he is there. Don't kid yourself. You can't play with the enemy. You can't play with the adversary and expect to come out a winner. No. Don't ever sit to the table and gamble with the devil and think you're going to win. No. You're just fooling yourself. As it says for the 16, it says, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now, like I said, that spirit, I think, well, I'm going to go ahead and get ready because it's going to be good. Because if I get ready and going out anyway, although it's going to be cold, I'm in a warm house, but he made it feel that, hey, it is better. It's going to be better if you go out there. So he enlightened my mind that it's going to be better if I go out there. So here I'm getting ready, and I'm going out there in the cold to serve him, doing something that I didn't really want to do. But I consider unto the Lord that it is good. I considered that it was good. I considered that it's a good thing to do, although it was a crazy thing to do. Well, how many ever do a crazy thing and you thought it was good, but you did it anyway? Glory to God. For I know, 18 says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, what it is, dwelleth no good thing. It was no good thing in me. It's no good thing, saints. It was no good thing that dwelleth in me. Okay, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. I couldn't find the thing that was good. You can't find it. That's where we are. We can't find the thing that was good because we can't see the thing that was good except God in us. Amen? All right. Do that I would not, it is no more I that do it. Let's get clear. Let's make it clear. It's not you. It's not you. Amen? If I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Here, this coronavirus has kindled back. It's coming back again. It's reviving again. Here we are again. Okay? Now, the fact of the matter is, God can move this virus anytime. He can move it anytime. He can get ready. But think about, are we as a nation, as we as a people, Are we willing to surrender? Are we willing to submit all to God? Because right now the virus is back, but yet still the beaches are full. The clubs are full. All right? The bars want to get back full. See, as long as we are in trouble, we can call on God. We'll call on God for his defense. We'll call on God to help us. We'll call on God to move on us. We'll call on God to fix this for us. But soon as things start lifting, when the coronavirus begin to lift, then guess what? We want to open the club back. We want to open the bar back. We want to open the beach back. We want to come out naked. We want to ignore what God is saying. Okay? God is saying, okay, all right. Since y'all ain't learned a lesson yet, since the nation ain't learned the lesson, the nation hasn't learned that. Okay, here we go in the reverse. Here we go in the reverse now. Now we're coming back into it again. We got to understand we cannot play. God is not your Tonka truck. God is not your toy. God is not nothing to play with. He is awesome. He is a powerful, mighty God. He is a God that can't tolerate sin. He is a God that can't tolerate wrong. He is a holy, he is a just, he is a pure, he is a mighty, he is a loving, he is a kind God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he is not going to put up with sin. We must, as a people, we must change. We must change one by one, name by name. We must change. The 20th day, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil present itself with me. You're not going to get away from it. The only way this chain is going to be broken from the enemy is that it's coming through Jesus. Good is not going to save us. Being good. The Bible says, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. So we must understand. We must understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a force here that is controlling, that glory to God can deceive, can manipulate, amen, and can bring us into places that Paul is saying, this thing is dangerous. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another. Oh, something else in us, people. Saints of God, men and women of God, there's another force. He said, but I see. Not only that, he said, I see it. So which means I can see something. Paul said, I see another law. Just like some of you right now, you see yourself on drugs. You see yourself on cocaine. You see yourself ripping and raving and running. You see the spirit in you that you don't like. You see it. That's what Paul said. I saw another law in my members, warring against the laws of my mind. You can see it. I saw it, and you see it. So why continue to serve something that's going to destroy you? Why continue to serve something that's going to, at the end, he's going to not give you nothing but a hell-burning fire? Why serve him? He have nothing to offer but destruction and more turmoil. Amen? So what he's saying is, he said, now, warring against the law of my mind, and what it's doing, it's bringing me under captivity, which means it's going to entrap me again. It's bringing me into captivity. It want to put me back in prison to the law of sin. It want me to serve sin. That's what it want us to do. It want us to serve sin, period. It don't want us to serve God. It don't want you to do right. That's why we are in this world and we have a situation going on now. We are losing the grip on our teenagers. Families are losing the fiber. The very fiber of family is being ripped apart. The very fiber of a family is being pulled apart. But we have to, the only one that can bring us back to you and unify us is Jesus. And we have to bring our family to Jesus. And we have to not allow our family to be torn apart with this spirit. And Paul said in verse 26, oh, wretched man, he reached a conclusion to himself. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Who can deliver me? Who can bring me out of this? Who can bring my child out of this? Who can bring my family out of this? Who can bring my husband out of this? Who can bring my wife out of this? Who can bring my son out of this? Who can do it? You can take them to a psychiatrist. You can take them to Charter by the Sea. You can take them to a counselor. But guess what? The people you're taking them to, they need Jesus. They must understand that what Jesus have implemented, he came, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sent his best to redeem us. But if we don't receive his best, what you have left? What you have from then? If we don't accept what Christ is doing, if we don't accept what he implemented, if we don't accept the right living, the right way of life, the right way to live, if we don't accept his holiness, if we don't accept his salvation, if we don't accept it, hell is going to be our eternal home. Can you say this is me? I know one day I said it was me. In 25, I said, I thank God through Jesus Christ. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. That's the way it works. I have to serve God in the law of the Spirit. I need the Spirit. I need God to live this wholesome life. I need Jesus. I need the Holy Spirit in me to live this life. I can't live this life myself, and you ain't going to be able to live it yourself. Now, verse 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 reads, it says, 1 Corinthians 9, 24 reads, get my wife to read for me.
Know ye not.
The Bible said in verse 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 says that know ye not
that they which run in a race run all.
We're all running in this race. All heaven bound Christians, we are in a race. We in a race together. We not in a race running against each other, but we in a race running with each other for the same cause. And we got to help each other to run this race. Read.
But one receiveth the prize.
Mm-hmm.
So run. That ye may attain.
We got to change our concept of this worldly affair versus what God's affair. We have to make a decision. Rather, we going to stay in the world, or are we going to change our course and come over to Jesus and run this Christian race? Rest assured that, glory to God, that we are all running somewhere. The problem is where you're running to. Now, our race is striving to go to glory. All of us are running right now. But where your destiny is going to lead you? Where are you going to lead you? Where it's going to lead you? Glory to God. I'm reminded of a story that was told to me of an old man and his granddaughter. They was traveling, and I'm reminded that they were in a great storm, and the granddaughter was driving when they came into the storm, and the granddaughter was fearful of driving in a stormy weather, and she told her grandfather, said, Granddad, I'm going to pull over and you drive. But Granddaddy said, no, keep on driving. And as she kept driving, the storm got fierce. And it came down so hard till the windshield wiper couldn't wipe it off fast enough. And she said, Granddaddy, I'm tempted. Granddaddy, I'm going to pull over and you drive. And the granddaddy said, no, keep on driving. And as the young girl kept driving the car, the storm didn't cease, of glory to God, of raining. And as the rain continued to pour, she began to get more nervous. And she said, Granddad, please, you drive. The granddad said, no, keep on driving. And as she kept on driving, the rain started lightening up. And the rain, as she kept on driving, and the rain began to dwindle and to cease. And when the rain ceased, then the granddaddy said, now pull over. He said, now, this girl said, you know, damn, I'm out the store now. He said, now, pull the car over. He said, now, let's get out. And they got out the car, and they looked back towards where the stone was. Granddaddy asked the girl, said, now, where are we? He said, we out the storm. He said, where are all of those that stop and pull over? She said, they still in the storm. The idea is you can't stop in the storm. You got to keep moving. You got to keep running the race. You can't stop and pull over. You can't stop on the side and start enjoying the cares of this life. When you stop and enjoying the cares of this life, you stop in the storm. And the enemy wants you to delay your time. He wants you to stay stuck in the storm. Jesus will come and catch you. If he can hold you in the storm, he know he got you. Okay? So, word to the wise. Don't stop. Keep moving. Keep moving. Verse 25 says,
And every man that's striving for the mastery
is temperate
in all things.
You're temperate in all things. You're not gonna allow yourself to succumb to alcohol no more. You're not gonna allow yourself to come to drugs anymore. You're not gonna allow yourself to come to the stealing and the murdering and the killing no more. You're not gonna allow yourself to do it anymore. You're temperate now. See, we need Paul saying we need something within us to keep us temperate. Something that will keep us temperate and keep us cool, calm, and collective. Amen. Read.
Now they do it. To all things.
To all things.
Now they do it. To obtain a corruptible crown.
Uh-huh. Read.
But we are incorruptible.
See, we're striving to get that incorruptible body. And guess what? You're going to have to give up something to get something.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. So what we have to, when we strive with Christ, then we're giving up the flesh of this world. Then my reward is greater than what my pleasures were introduced to me or were trying to push on me. Okay? Read.
I therefore so run.
So now Paul is saying here, Corinthians said, now, I therefore run.
Not as uncertainty. So fight I. Not as one.
That beateth the air. Not as one that beateth the air. See, if we ain't just beating the air, I'm in this thing here for a reason. I'm in this thing here to get my reward. I'm in this thing here to get eternal heaven and glory of God. I'm in this thing here that glory of God, I can have life and have it more abundantly. I'm striving. I'm in this to keep my composure, glory to God, to keep myself dedicated to God and the Holy Spirit. He has to keep me, sustain me, that I have to yield myself to him, that he can keep me, that he can hold me, that he can use me, that he can use me in a mighty way, that glory to God, that I no longer have to go back to serve sin no more. Glory to God. 27 says what?
But I keep under my body. And bring it into subjection.
See, you got to do that. You got to allow the Holy Spirit to pause it, but I keep unto my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I'm talking to myself, look here, preachers, glory to God, that when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Preaching to you, though I'm trying to tell you, but if I don't live right, now if I don't live right, I'm subject to be lost. If I don't tell you the truth, then I'm subject to be lost. I'm not an entertainer. Glory to God. I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. We must repent. We must see that, glory to God, that within us dwelleth no good thing. We must understand that sin is a destroyer. And we must understand that the Bible says the enemy goes forth as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It's no game out there. It's no joke. It's real. Jesus has come to make it possible for you and I. If we don't seize the moment, then no, nobody falls but mine. But the Bible says here in what's the next verse? 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4:7.
I have fought a good fight.
Paul said, Paul was telling Timothy that I have fought a good fight.
I have finished my course.
Now, I have finished my course.
I have kept the faith.
And I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. This is it, saints. We have to fight a good fight. You can't cheat to be real. I have fought a good fight. And he said, I have finished. This is the day we have to finish the run. We have to finish our course. We can't allow ourselves to be entertained or to be pulled off course by the cares of this life, because it will pull us off course. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Kept what Jesus gave me. I kept what his laws. I kept what he said to me in his word. I kept it. I was faithful. I loved my enemy. I did good to them that spitefully used me. I did what's right in the sight of God to the best of my ability. Glory to God. I came to Jesus just as I was, wounded and sad, broken. Amen. But he proved to me that he is, glory to God, he is the everlasting keeper. He is the everlasting Father. Glory to God. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We must understand that, glory to God, this work that God has implemented for humanity, we must come to it. It ain't coming to us. We got to come to it. We got to come to God, what he has implemented, and we have to apply ourselves to God. Hebrews 10:23 reads, Hebrews 10:23. I thought it would have been done. But Hebrews 10:23 says,
let us hold fast.
It said, now let us hold fast
the profession of our faith.
Without wavering.
For he is faithful.
That promise. He is. Who is Jesus? He is faithful, that promise us, that he's going to keep us. He is faithful to his word. He said, I will let no more come upon you than that which you are able to bear. He said, I am faithful to that. I will be faithful to keep you through all circumstances. We got to come clean. We got to be allow ourselves to be submissive to the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit was sent back here, glory to God, to empower us that we can become men and women of God. And the only way we can become true men and women of God, that we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He said, book in Acts, he said, after the Holy Ghost comes, you shall have power. Glory to God. In the day of Pentecost, it was all in the upper room. And it was all filled. It was all filled at one time. And it all was filled with the same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We was all filled with the same power. Every church folk, every church member, every man, every woman, every boy and girl, we need this Holy Spirit. We need it. The world needed it. The church needed it. So in verse 23 said,
For if we sin willfully, after that,
listen, if we sin willfully means there's a sin of omission and a sin of commission. If we sin willfully, knowing that it was wrong, knowing that, glory to God, that I shouldn't have done that. But the Bible said, I'm not saying this, it said, if you sin willfully, read, After that,
we have received
the knowledge of the truth.
There remaining.
No more sacrifice for sin. It's dangerous. Sin is dangerous. Don't remain no more sacrifice for sin. Nobody else can die for us. Nobody else gonna give their life for us. Ain't nobody gonna be nailed to no cross. Who are you standing by right now? You got your friend, you got your wife, you got your husband by you right now. Ask them, will you die for me? Ask them, will you be nailed on a cross for me if need be? Will you do it? Glory to God. Read.
But there's a certain fearful looking. For of judgment. And fiery indignation.
It's trouble. That's what I'm saying. If you serve sin, it's nothing but destruction. It's nothing left but destruction. Don't let's not follow. Read.
Which shall devour the adversary. 29. But how much sore punishment. Suppose ye. Shall he be.
Mm-hmm, read.
Thought worthy.
Who has trodden.
Under the foot.
Of the Son of God.
And has counted.
The blood.
Of the covenant. Wherewith. He has sanctified. An unholy thing. And has done.
Despite unto.
The spirit of grace.
Look at that. That's a shame. That's not good. That's why when we come to God, we got to come to God wholeheartedly. We have to come to God with surrendering of everything. That's why Paul said, within me, that dwelleth in me, he said, I saw another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. And what it does, it want to bring me back into captivity. It want to use us. It want to bring shame to Christ's name. And we should stand fast in these last and evil days. We must stand. If we got to stand alone, but we got to stand and we got to stand true in the name of Jesus. We got to live holy, and the Holy Spirit will live through us. He will give us the empowerment of what we need to withstand in these evil days. After he come, you shall have power. The Bible said in Revelation 3:5, said that he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's what Revelation 3:5 says. Jesus, I'm going to confess you. I'm not going to deny you. I'm going to confess you. It is better to hold on. It is better to stay in the race. It is better to run. If you have to run by yourself, run by yourself. But tell sin, it's over. Tell the world goodbye. We sing a song in the world, say, goodbye, world, I'm gone. Tell my friends, I'm gone. We have to make up our mind. We can't keep reminiscing. We must make up our mind. Whom are we going to serve? The scripture says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We have to make up our mind on what we're going to do, church. For the world, we have to make up our mind. Glory to God. We have to make up our mind of what we're going to do. Are we going to spend eternity in heaven? Or are we going to spend eternity with the enemy? To make up our mind. So we have to think about this. Think about it. Think about it. And think about it again. I have nothing to tell you but to get ready. Get prepared. Jesus is coming. It said, let us hold fast to the perfection of our faith without wavering. For if we sin willfully, don't sin willfully. Don't do it. There's a sin of omission, sin of commission. There's knowing and unknown. Don't willfully do it and know we're doing it and know it's wrong. And then we expect God to accept us. We expect God to bless us. No, we got to turn. We have to turn from sin and don't serve sin. I think in Romans it says don't let your body be used as an instrument for the devil's sake. Don't let your body be used as an instrument. Don't let him use you. Don't let him play you like a guitar. Don't let him play you like a set of drums. Don't let him play. Turn to Jesus. Let's come to Jesus. Let's give God everything. Let's submit ourselves to God. Let's surrender all. And if we do that, then you can say as Paul said, if you're there, then we can say it as he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Who going to deliver? But we know that our Savior, Jesus Christ, he is who it is that can deliver you from where you are. Now, if you have this troublesome spirit that's troubling you tonight, if you have this spirit that's troubling your mind, if you have this spirit that goes warring against your mind and bringing you back into captivity, most of the time, Lord, I've heard people say they tried to quit smoking. I remember years ago, I tried to quit smoking. I used to buy the little tips. I used to buy this. I used to buy that. But guess what? It'll work a little while, but I'll find myself going right back smoking. I'll say I'll stop drinking, but I find myself going right back drinking. You would never stop it until you come to Jesus. When you come to Jesus, he has the solution to knock it out of you. He'll take it out. He'll say, come, oh, taste and see. He said, come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Is it you? Say, Lord, can you say, Lord, is it me? If it's you tonight, then you ought to tell God, Lord, I need you to take this out of me. I need you to remove this. I can't move myself. Because many times you will try yourself, but you will wind up going right back. Because it's another law that's in your members warring against the law of your mind, and they're bringing you right back into captivity. You ever say, Lord, I ain't going to do that no more, and you wind up doing it the next night? But yet and still, I mean, you got to understand, it's not you. It's that spirit. It's Satan. And if you allow him to continually use you, eventually he is going to win your soul. And don't your soul is too valuable to go to hell with him. You're too good for the devil, but you're not good enough for God. And because of, I say that to this, because if you're going to serve sin, then you alienate God. Turn away from sin and grasp God. Come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden. I say to you tonight, I'm not a preacher. I'm not for no glamour or glitter, but I'm for your soul. And your soul is very important. So don't allow yourself to get caught up in the cares of this world and lose focus on the main point, and that's giving Christ your life. Accept Jesus Christ tonight. We have many good preachers be on this program. Many good preachers out here, they're preaching the word of God. But it's up to us, the hearers, to do something about it, to make up your mind. You have to make a decision tonight. You have to make that decision that only you can make. And that is that you tell sin goodbye. Oh, wretched man that I am. And we have any wretched man tonight. I know I was one wretched man, but I came to Jesus. And there are many others that was wretched, but we came to Jesus. Though your sin be red as crimson, but Jesus said, I'll wash you as white as snow. And not only that, he told us in the 14th chapter of St. John, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm coming again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. It's worth it to get in the race and run. Let go of the world. Run. It is to your gain, and it's for your benefit. Or we can stay in the storm, or we can stay in the pleasures of life. And in the end, the enemy will win. Which one is more valuable to you? In my closing, what is more valuable to you, your soul or pleasure? Which one is more valuable? If pleasure is more valuable to you, you balance it and you make that decision. But if I were you tonight, you can see that pleasure is a temporary fix, but with Christ, it's an eternal life. You make the choice. The choice is yours tonight. This is your choice. I'll take the choice, and I'll serve God, and I'll live for Jesus for the rest of my life. May God ever richly bless you. May the word of God ever find a place in your heart tonight. We pray, God, that God will say something tonight that will help you tonight. And I, at this time, we want to open the ground, open the line up for if there's anyone that desire special prayer, or if anyone desire to allow God to say tonight, I hear that it was me, and I want the Lord to come into my heart tonight. I want the Lord to forgive me, and I want to give up this old spirit life that has me bound, that bring me back into captivity time after time. You know, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And you got to get tired of it. You have to get tired of it. And when you get sick and tired of it, then only you can do something about it. And Jesus is waiting. Jesus said, come unto me. Oh, that labor, a heavy labor. And I don't know about you, but I'm so happy that I gave up years ago. And I want you to experience that same experience that God gave my life, in my life. Peace in my heart and in my mind. And in my soul, I give God the praise for it. And he is here tonight to offer you that same opportunity. But it's up to you to receive it. So I say to you tonight, do we have anyone tonight that desires to say, God, I want to do better. I want to be better. God is waiting on you. He is waiting on you tonight. And tonight, here's an opportunity for you. Take this night and go forward. Stay in the race. Run. The Bible says my inheritance among those that are sanctified. And that's where your inheritance are. We have your inheritance. What my inheritance is, your benefit, your future, we have it. Your inheritance among those that are sanctified. What inheritance? Eternal life. We'll show you how to live eternal life. We'll show you what it's going to take to live eternal life. We show you what you need to live eternal life, to live in this life. We need the Holy Spirit. And after he comes, you have power. God bless you. God bless you. Evangelist, God bless you. You can open it up for us, please.
Yeah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. As the man of God has stated, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. This could very well be your night on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Having heard the word on tonight, glory be to God. Having heard the word on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Such a powerful word on tonight, people of God. Amen. You don't have to leave this line in the same way. You don't have to leave this line in the same way. Glory be to God. The man of God has come, amen, to encourage us on tonight, to encourage us, amen, in so many ways on tonight. Glory be to God. Unto righteousness, unto holiness, amen, Jesus. To hold on, glory to God, to stay in the race, amen. He's come to strengthen us by the word on tonight, amen. Glory to God. So if there's anyone tonight, glory be to God, after having heard the word, glory be to God, even as the man of God said earlier, that's me, glory be to God, amen. If that's you on tonight, amen, you desire, amen, to, amen, give the Lord your life on tonight, glory to God, you can come on tonight, you can press *6. Glory to God. You can press *6. Come over on the platform side. Glory be to God. Amen. And we will receive you. Amen. Anyone tonight, glory be to God, press *6 Amen, because the Lord is not slight concerning his promises unto you. Amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Glory be to God. Again, we were born in sin, but we, people of God, we don't have to die in sin. Amen. Glory to God. And that's why this gospel that is preached into your hearing night after night after night after night, glory be to God, that someone might hear. Glory to God, hear. Glory to God with your spiritual ear. Amen, Jesus, and that you might come, that you might yield yourself. Glory be to God unto the Lord on tonight. If there's anyone tonight, again, you can press star 6. You can press star 6 on tonight. Glory be to God. Anyone on tonight. Amen. Amen. Come to God. Amen. As the man of God says, wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly, people of God. Wholeheartedly on tonight. Glory be to God. We must be saved. Glory be to God. We must be saved. There's so much going on in the world today. People of God, now is not the time, amen, to do anything half-heartedly. Glory to God. So if you're not sure where you stand in God, you can be sure on tonight. Glory to God. Having had this word to prick our hearts on tonight, glory be to God, you can come. You can come. Amen. Just press star 6. Glory to God. Press star 6 on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. The Lord loves us. Glory to God. He loves us just this much, people of God. Amen. To, amen. Have these men and women of God that are coming and declaring this word and declaring this word into your hearing so that you can make a decision. Glory to God. That you can make a decision. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If there's no one tonight, amen, Jesus, we want to open the lines up on tonight. Amen. Anyone that's desiring special prayer on tonight. Amen. Anyone desiring special prayer on tonight, glory be to God. You can come. You can press star 6. You can press star 6. Glory to God. Come over on the platform side. Glory to God, press star 6. Amen. Anyone desiring prayer, amen, special prayer on tonight, you can press star 6. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. If there's no one on tonight, amen, we again give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory be to God for this word tonight, for this man of God that has come. Glory to God, brought forth, amen, such a profound word. People of God, we pray that you would take this word, let it settle in your spirit. Glory to God, we pray that you took your notes, that you can go back. Glory to God, read it again, amen. Glory to God, not only do you, amen, read it again, but you can as well get a copy of this. Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, call.
Hi. I was doing stuff for for my kids and me, myself, to keep my mom in front.
Okay. All righty, all righty. And what's your name?
I appreciate it.
What's your name? You say your kids and your mom.
Hello.
You say keep your kids and your mom in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your name?
Anita.
Okay. Okay. All right. We sure will.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. You're welcome. Anyone on tonight, amen, before we go before the throne of grace, anyone else on tonight, anyone else desiring prayer? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else on tonight desiring prayer? Man of God has given out so much, amen, good information. Glory to God. Solid, solid, solid word on tonight. Glory to God. It was the scriptures. The scriptures, amen, spoke on tonight. Glory be to God. So we bless God. We thank him on tonight. Amen. Glory to God again for the man of God. Amen. Thanking him. Glory be to God. Amen. For allowing the Lord to use him. Amen. To come to this line. Amen. This Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We would that you would lift your voices unto the Lord. Amen. If there's no one else on tonight, glory to God. Come on and lift your voices unto the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you, O God. We bless your name. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God for life, for health, for strength. We bless you on tonight, O God. Glory be to God, for you are the God that healeth. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God, because you're our El Shaddai. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God, you're more than enough. We bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for you are our Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that healeth. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. You're our Jehovah Shammah. Glory be to God. You're with us always, and we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. You're our Jehovah Jireh. Glory to God. You're our provider. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We bless you on tonight, O God, for you are our Jehovah Makadish. For you do sanctify, you purge, you cleanse us, O God. Glory be to God in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for your fire. We thank you for your anointing, O God. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For making us and molding us, O God, to thine own will. We thank you on tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for being our Jehovah Shalom. You're our peace on tonight. We thank you for being our peace, O God, in the midst of troubled situations. But we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for you're yet on the throne. And we bless your precious name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God, for you promise all your word. And we bless your name on tonight. We bless you on tonight, O God, for you are not slack concerning your promises. And we thank you tonight, for you promised us, O God, and we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're asking you tonight, O God. We're asking you this night, glory to God, Jehovah Shalom. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, for we're able to touch you, O God, wherever, O God, at any time. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for giving us access unto you, giving us access unto your throne, giving us access, oh God, whereby we can cast our cares upon you, for you care for each and every one of us. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities, oh God. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight for what concerns us truly concerns you. And we're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for your love of just that much. And we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would look upon us tonight. We're asking you, oh God, on this night to look upon Anita tonight, oh God. Look upon her. Look upon our children. Look upon our mother on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon them even now, oh God, in the midst of their situation, in the midst of their circumstances, in the midst of what they're going through. Father, look upon them on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that your eye is in every place. Oh God, beholding the good and the evil of men. And Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory be to God, by thy precious anointing, in the name of Jesus. Oh,
that hold your people past, that hold your people, oh God, in captivity. We're asking you to move on tonight in the name of Jesus. Move by your fire. Move by your anointing in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking that you do it all tonight. We're asking that you do it all tonight. Oh God, cause them to arrest. Oh God, on their arrest. Oh God, every wicked force, every spirit of tonight that's not like you, in the precious name of Jesus, we're asking that you would do it. Hey, Shatamamosha, we're asking that you would do it on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Do it tonight. Do it, Hayalamosha. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, but we know that there's nothing, no situation, no circumstance, oh God, that can stand against you. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you on tonight to fight against those that fight against us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, cause your people to experience rest on tonight. Cause your people rest in marriages on tonight. In the name of Jesus, move us up to go. Oh, Gahaya, Gahaya, Jehovah, Gahaya, tonight. We're asking that you would do it tonight. We're asking that you would do it on tonight. Oh, God, break the band. Shake the band of wickedness on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it on tonight. We're asking that you do it right now. We're asking that you do it right now. In this hour. Do it right now. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on this night, oh God, to cause your glory to be revealed. Cause your glory to be revealed in the name of Jesus. Father, move upon the children. Move upon the children. Even now, Father, let your blood cover. Let your blood cover. Cover the children on the night. Cover the children on the night. Cover their minds on the night. Cover their spirit on tonight. Cover their soul on tonight, oh God. In the name of the Messiah. In the name of Jesus. Cover them on the night. Oh God, call them to call them. Oh God, call them to come. Oh God, oh God, call them to come into your peace on tonight, oh God. We cover the children. We cover the children. We cover the children in the name of Jesus. We cover the children in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cover the children all over the world. Oh, glory to God. Even though on tonight, oh, God, no provision has been made. But, Father, on this night, by Sunday, oh, God, by the word, by your word on tonight, oh, God, we cover tonight. We cover, we shield on tonight. We cover, we shield on tonight. We build a fortress around them in the name of Jesus. Cause your angel, oh, God, to stand guard over the children tonight. Cause your angels, oh God, hey, oh God, that you've given charge over us. Cause your angels to send God over your children in the name of Jesus. Keep them tonight. Cover them tonight. Shield them tonight. Hey, glory to God all over the land. All over the land. All over the land. All over the land. Father, build fortresses about your children on the night. Build fortresses. Oh, God, hey. Oh, God, a band, your band, your band. Your band of angels. Your band of angels, oh, God. Even, oh, God, as your prophet saw. Oh, God, in the mountains. Cause your band. Oh, glory be to God. Your bands of angels. Cause them to stand guard. Oh, God, that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. No weapon, oh, God, that's formed. Oh, God, it shall not prosper. And, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. For it's by your anointing. It's by your power. It's by your decree on tonight, oh, God. And we come in agreement. We come in agreement on tonight. We come in agreement on tonight. Agreement of your word. Agreement of your divine order. We come in agreement. We come in agreement on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for your peace on tonight.
tonight. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, oh, glory to God. We thank you for your peace on tonight. Moving, oh, God, in the midst of the situations. Thank you for turning around. Thank you for uprooting in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh, God, for overturning on tonight. Hey, glory to God. Thank you on tonight for reversing the plan of the enemy. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, glory to God, Father. Hey, glory. How ya? Father, cause your glory to be revealed. Cause your glory to be revealed in the midst of your people. Cause your glory to be revealed in the midst of every situation. Hey, glory to Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, cause your glory to be revealed. Cause your glory. Cause your hand, oh God, to be recognized in the midst of the situation of your people. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking, oh God, that you'll move upon the hearts of your people. Cause your people to feel the peace. Cause your people to experience, oh God, the peace. Glory be to God. Your peace. Oh God, your peace, your peace. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. We thank you for your great salvation. We thank you for your great salvation all over the land. We thank you for your great salvation. Thank you for your great love. Thank you, Master. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hey. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Ikasaramaha. Ubleniyamose, God. Yasa. Yanabahaye, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. Woo, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for breaking down barriers. Thank you for breaking down barriers. Whoa, Shabbat. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for making every crooked place straight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for causing yet again your glory to be revealed in the midst of us. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. Thank you for moving upon your people. Thank you for favor now. Thank you for bringing your people. Thank you for favor. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for favor on tonight. We thank you. Oh, glory. We thank you for favor on tonight. We thank you for strength. Glory to God for your strength to hold on. We thank you for strength. Glory to God to come to the word which you've delivered unto us on tonight. Thank you for strength. Glory be to God to receive your word. Thank you for strength to execute. Thank you for strength to walk it out. Thank you for strength to come forth. We thank you on tonight. Father, we ask you now to breathe upon each and every one of us. Breathe upon us, Father. Breathe upon us. Breathe. Hallelujah. Breathe upon us. Oh, God, the breath of Ayah. Oh, God, you're high in the motion. God, breathe. Glory to God. Breathe upon us. We do pray. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks and we do give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. Father, we bless your precious name on tonight. We thank you for victory on every hand. We thank you for victory in every situation. We thank you tonight. Thank you for leading, guiding, and directing us unto all truth. Father, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. We thank you on tonight, oh God. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. We are my shade, God. Hallelujah. Tonight, bless him and strengthen him, oh God. Strengthen his hands. In the precious name of Jesus, thank you for, oh God, the ministry that you place within his hands. Father, we're asking you even on tonight to be with him, to lead him, to guide and direct him, oh God, in the way that you would have him to go, oh God, as he leads your people. Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. For this we do give you honor. We give you glory. We're asking, oh God, that you bless the man of God. Bless his going out and his coming in. From this time forth and forevermore, bless your people now all over the world. Bless your people all over the world, oh God, those that stand in the need of a blessing. Father, we're asking that you would move favorably for your people, move favorably for your people. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. Every blessing, every miracle, we thank you now. We glorify you for your hand of favor moving yet again upon your people. We ask you now, oh God, that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. For this, oh, God, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We do glorify you. We honor you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God, every heart on tonight, the amen, 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 Holy Ghost on tonight, amen, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, people of God, he is our Jehovah Nissi, he's our banner, amen, and he covers us, and for this we give him thanks, we give him praise, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We bless him on tonight yet again for this word on tonight as declared, glory to God, by the man of God. People of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God, as we've already stated, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. If you text us, we'll get it to you. We'll get it to you as expeditiously as possible. Amen. We ask that you would text on tonight if you would like to get a copy, and that number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Come on and get your copy. Get your copy. Get your copy of the broadcast. Listen to it again. Sit down and listen to it again. Amen. So much was said on tonight, glory to God, that we don't want you to miss it. We don't want you to miss any night. That's why we're giving it to you absolutely free. Glory to God. You can get a copy of this broadcast. Get it. Listen to it as often as you would. You can get it. Send a copy, amen, to someone else. Send it to someone else. Someone else may need to be encouraged. Amen. Glory to God. And we're just trying to get this word out. So much is going on in the earth, people of God. People need a word from the Lord. They need a word from the Lord. It's going to take the word to sustain us, to keep us, amen, to keep us encouraged in this hour. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Gross darkness is over the earth, and we know that there's more to come. People of God, we need this light. We need this word. Amen. Glory to God. So do get your copy. Amen. Get your copy and send a copy to as many people as you will. Glory be to God. For those that are listening internationally, you can get a copy. Amen. You can text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that number is 78-608-7234. Amen. Get your copy, people of God, again. Amen. So much was said on tonight. We would that you would get it again. Amen. Listen to it again. Just listen to it. Amen. Stop and rewind it if you have to. Amen, Jesus. And come to this righteousness. Come to this holiness. Amen. Come to this holy God. Amen. For he's looking for a holy people. Amen. To call that he would name his name upon. Amen, Jesus. The question is asked, will that be you? Amen. God bless you, people of God, on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you, for coming out to be with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. We are here every single night at 9 o'clock. Glory to God. Amen. We invite you to come out. We invite you to keep coming out. We invite you to keep inviting others. Amen. Glory be to God, because the line is reaching. Amen. The line is reaching. It's reaching the masses. Amen. And we believe, glory be to God, that someone, amen, is yielding and crying out to the Lord, what must I do to be saved? Amen. And we're providing the answers. Amen. Every night, glory to God. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Glory to God. Here a little, there a little. Glory to God. But reaching you. Glory be to God where your need is. Amen. The Lord is reaching you where your need is. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. We bless the Lord. Amen. Again, we thank God for you. We again want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Invite someone. Listen, people of God, we also want to let you know that you can actually go out to our Facebook page and listen to the broadcast again. Listen, when you listen to it, send it out via Messenger and or send it out to someone else's page that someone else can be blessed. Amen. All you got to do is click on our logo
amen, right there, and you can listen to the message. This message as well as other messages, amen, you can listen as often as you like. And we thank God for you, for amen, for that. And amen, if you can't reach us on Facebook, if you don't have a Facebook page, you can simply Google us, amen, Prayer News Network, amen. And once you go out, amen, on the web, you will actually see, amen, our information there. And you can simply click listen, amen, as well. You can listen via podcast as well. But God bless you, people of God. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank God for you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Again, bring someone with you. Tell someone about the Prayer News Network. Continue to pray, people of God. If ever there was a time to pray, that time is now. God bless you, people of God. We look to see you back here on tomorrow. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name. And that concludes our broadcast for tonight. Blessings on each of you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.